Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever, but I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. But anyways, guys, this episode is very something. But all I can say is that you read the title. We're going to get into it in just a moment before you come for me. Now, before I do all that, I just want to say, if you're new here, hi, welcome. I hope that you're doing well. I hope that I'm also very grateful that you're here, because you could have listened to any other podcast and you chose mine. So love you, babe. Thank you for becoming an alien, just like all of us. And if you're returning, hi, babe, how are you? Hope you had that really good trip. I hope that you are getting your birthday groove on. Even if your birthday passed, we're still celebrating. If your birthday's in December, then babe, we're gonna celebrate regardless. Summer is all about celebrating, and the summer season is around the corner, so we're celebrating big this year. And by that I mean I'm still gonna be doing the same things, unfortunately, because I don't have a lot of money. But regardless, my birthday's coming up too. I'm ready to end some people today. I can do whatever I want, and it's 84 degrees outside. I'm feeling very city girl, and you know, I'm feeling very much that. But regardless, let's get into today's episode. Not gonna really make it this long anymore. I'm just gonna jump into it. Like, you can read, and you're gonna listen to me now. So I'll see you on the other side, babes. Love you. And we're back, my fellow aliens. Hi, how are you? Anyways, I'm not gonna beat around the bush. You already read the title. You're probably gonna either be one, mad at me, or two, agree with me. There's really no in between for today. But anyways, wow. So obviously you already know, if you know me at all, I like to start every episode with the inspiration for today's episode, and so many things. But number one, actually more recently, like as of today and like yesterday, Latino Twitter is really coming in hot with coming for the educated Latino trope. And I'm not hating, obviously. It's just sometimes it's a little bit cringy. I know. If you're listening to this and you've been riding the graduation wave, congratulations, babe. I'm very happy for you. But some of y'all, and I do mean very some, obviously not all of y'all, don't come for my neck, all right? When I get my degree, you know I'm about to dick ride that until the end for me. You already know I'm going to post it all over social media being like, well, finally did it. Finally out of my life, you know? But we're going to get into that. But regardless, and a lot of people are just coming forward with like how their family, like it's just a lot. Like the educated Latina or the educated Latino or whatever you want to call it, you know, getting their degrees and all of a sudden they're just like thinking they're better than everyone. I'm like, I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm going to have to disagree with you there, babe. A little bit. Very happy you got that degree. I'm not saying you didn't work hard, but let's not be dicks about it, you know. But the actual real inspiration that kind of really ties down everything I wanted to discuss today, I actually don't know if I've done an episode similar to this, but if I have, we're doing it again. But I don't really think I have. Usually I do remember episodes I've done with similar topics, and everything is kind of connected when you really think about it, and I do mean everything in this life. But my inspiration for today's episode, aside from the educated Latino trope that's been going around the world, you know, these days, especially with graduation season coming up, I was in therapy today, and I do now have a new therapist. Are you guys proud of me? You should be. At least I'm proud of myself. Shout out to Blue Shield. Love you, babe. Better than the healthcare I had before. But we do know healthcare is a privilege, so shout out Blue Shield, though, for real. She's a real one. I love her. Now, the inspiration for today is that I was in therapy this week. I think around like Monday or Tuesday, something like that. And, you know, just going over through my trauma, you know, just healing things, you know. My poor therapist, she's having a field day for me, so. And I know she's having a field day with her other clients. I really hope that therapists are okay out there. If you're a therapist listening to this, which I don't really think that you are, but if there is a therapist at any point listening to this, just know, how are you? Like, how are you in this time? But I was talking to my therapist, and I was going over the traumas of my life, and then the topic of my father, the immigrant storyline, you know, came into play. And I've always noticed and knew, even before therapy, that like the reason I am the way I am is one reason in particular, which is that my parents are immigrants. And For those who don't know, I am immigrant daughter of Peruvian immigrants. Shout out to Lima and Miraflores and Trujillo. Love you guys. Even though I've never been to either of those places. I've only been to Cusco, but we'll get there in time. And it's a long story as to why I've never been to like the cool parts of, and all the other parts of Peru. Not the cool parts. Every part of Peru is cool. But I was going over, you know, the trauma that has been living with that, dealing with that to this day, bro. To this day, I am 22 years old, yo. It hasn't changed. It hasn't shifted. It just remains the same. And just the expectancies of living up to unimaginable or just up in the air expectations that are never clarified nor specified too much in the eyes of the immigrant father. Now, and I was explaining to my therapist like everything that's been going on, like all the stuff my dad has done, which most of them are not great, which I hate to admit. We're not perfect, you know, but some things are hard. This is a hard episode, especially if you have immigrant parents. They don't even necessarily have to be Latinos. Like, I feel like a lot of immigrant parents and family members always have a lot in common. You know, the immigrant storyline, the immigrant plot, everything. They do have their own similarities in different ways, you know? And I was just telling her, like, everything that he's done, which is not always the best, you know? And she just says to me that will resonate with me for the rest of my life, truly. She's like, just how your parents left for a better future, you can do the same. Now, I was telling her how, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, TMI, but my parents, I adore them, would give them my life, you know? But they have their own issues they've never resolved prior to meeting each other. Like, they never heal from the stuff that they went through at all. So you can understand where this is going, or you might have an idea where this is going. And she was saying that in regards to me needing to distance myself from them and how that's okay. And that would be a lot better for my mental health and my mental well-being. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. I don't disagree with you. I 1,000,000% agree. And so I had a lot of thoughts going in and out of that. Just like, okay, like, what does that mean for me? Like, I don't know. This is a lot to really think about. It's a really tough decision on my part, on choosing between parents, which in reality is not always easy. And I know a lot of parent or like families out there that have like separated parents or divorced parents, it's like choosing one is like offensive to the other. It's like, it's crazy. It just never ends, to be honest with you. And not to say that I don't love my parents. Of course, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying at all. Just they needed to do a lot of inner work before they met each other. And did they do that? No. So you can imagine where this could go. I'm not going to really go into detail. Maybe one day when I finally leave the nest and I will finally go into the detail of my real trauma. But for now, that's just for my therapist. Confidentiality. But before I begin today's episode, before y'all come and stomp on my neck or whatever, I just want to say there is a disclaimer for today's episode. And in no way is this episode meant to shame immigrants in a way. This is not an episode to shame, just, you know, the immigrant lifestyle, the immigrant everything, because I'm not gonna lie, immigrants only know one thing, and it was from what their parents taught them, that they were taught never to question it. They were taught to never really break out of that. They were taught to just follow through with that and not really ask questions. Then they pass it on to a new generation, which is us, the offspring. It's up for interpretation, especially with a lot of, you know, technology advancements and opportunities. And in no way is this me shaming whatsoever. However, though, what I will be stating in this episode is my personal experience dealing with immigrant family, especially immigrant fathers in particular, and the struggles of living up to the expectations or unsaid expectations, even made up, you know, expectations. And essentially my own point of view in this, and no one else is. And if you want to come for me, call me ungrateful, engreída, como quieren, whatever, you can do that. I'm not gonna tell you you can't. I already get enough of that from my father telling me that bullshit, when that's really, one, none of his business, and two, especially not you listening to this. So suck my dick. But y'all don't know me, and y'all never will. So fuck you guys if you want to be judgy about that. And I am allowed to critique the way immigrant families and parents raise their children, because I literally live it and I have lived it. You don't need to tell me that. I'm fully aware, all right? I'm fully aware and capable of knowing that information. And I'm also fully incapable. I'm fully capable of being aware of it, but also calling it out. It's a little outdated, if you ask me. Whether you want to agree with me or not, it's a little outdated. And you can come from my neck all you want. I don't care. I already get enough BS from my father telling me whatever he wants to call me. I will survive. You think you can hurt me? Nah. The most pain I go through is, one, my IUD. And two, father expectations. And three, seeing Prue play. Seeing the Peruvian football team play. Nothing breaks my heart more than those three things. You cannot hurt me. You cannot hurt me, bro. Regardless, though. And this episode's not supposed to be dark. Like, this is just supposed to be, like, talking about it. Like, there's nothing dark about this information. Like, I don't want anyone that listening to this, from the stories I tell about my father and I, or my parents and I, or whatever I do decide to put on the internet. One, you don't need to ask questions about. Two, I say what I say because I want to keep things in, you know, in check. And I'm in control of what is being said. So yeah, that's all I can really say. And of course, you're thinking, like, oh, wow, what is a girl that lives in California thanks to her parents, because they immigrated to California, know on this topic. And you know what? Hey, I'm not going to say you're wrong. You're not essentially wrong. But then again, you do not know me and what kind of, you know, experiences I've had. And yeah, that's all I can really say. Go fuck yourself. And so, I am fully aware that when in this episode we're going to talk about careers, jobs, college, majors, etc., I'm aware that all of those things are privileges. I'm aware that those are all dreams for certain people. I'm aware that, like, an immigrant's dream is just simply the level of college I even had. I may not have a degree yet, but I'm working towards that. And I know that's a dream for someone else listening, or someone else that knows someone that wants that. And that's not a crime. That's not. But the educated Latino trope is getting old, because some of you guys are exhausting. Some of you guys are exhausting. And like I said, I'm not coming for you guys, all right? I want you to get that degree, obviously, but at the expense of not being an asshole about it. All I can really say. And if you're offended by that, then you should probably look in the mirror, babe. You should probably look in the mirror. Now, I want to do a mini background on my father, as if you care at all. So, aside from the disclaimer, we're getting into today's episode. So, that was a long disclaimer, but hey, some people really want to get offended over the most littlest of things. So, how are you going to be offended on my opinions on something I've already went through? Exactly. Watch your mouth. So, a little mini spark notes, a schmoop, if you will, on my father. Previously mentioned before in one of my episodes, I don't know if I can be honest with you, I don't remember which one, but I'm pretty convinced that my father's a sociopath. Now, do I have facts to back that up? Of course not. And I can't even get that information because my father refuses to see the error of his ways. But does he show those kind of aspects? A little bit, all right? And no, I'm not ashamed about, well, I mean, I'm a little concerned. That's what I am. I think we can just say that I'm concerned. And the man has never healed from his issues. He has never healed from the childhood trauma that he has endured, which, by the way, he has told me about in brief. In very briefness. And I can't lie to you, yeah, he would need a lot of therapy for it. It's not his fault, obviously. It's not anyone's fault how you're brung up, but the way you act on it, yeah, that is 1000% responsibility, as I've mentioned a million times in my own podcast. So, yeah. And I'm not saying that to be funny. Like, I'm literally saying that because I'm genuinely concerned. But he's the old-fashioned kind of man. If I were to tell him that, he's like, I get the pasta, whatever, just like making, he's like, oh, I'm fine. What do you mean? I'm totally fine. This mental health shit, what do you mean? Like, cuando tenía tu edad. That's going to come right out of his mouth. He's like, oh. Cuando tenía tu edad, vas a ver. Cuando seas adulta, vas a ver. Those are the only two common phrases that a Latino dad can say. That's all they say. That's all they really say. So, yeah, that's all I can really say. But my father had the rags to riches story, and he continuously brings it up. He continuously remembers it, and I'm not saying that it's invalid to do so, but that is exactly what therapy is for, to work through that. I'm not saying you have to heal from that. There are some things that you cannot heal from. The day my parents leave this earth is the day I'm going to accept that healing is not possible. Coping, yes, but healing, very different. They're very different things. And we just have to accept that some things are not easy to heal, let alone heal at all. Just things get easier. And I think we've all established that as people, especially during a time of loss, especially during a pandemic with full of loss, loss of loved ones, loss of friends. Yeah, that's real pain. That's real trauma. Yeah. And I will say his biggest dream was college. That was his only dream. To this day, I think it still is his dream. And I get it. I do. And then once he got into college, we love it. We love to see it, you know? But there is some flaws to that. He never really found new goals after getting into college and graduating from college. And that's where the issues come in, you know? That's where the ideals come in. That's where the flaws can come in. All right. So the flawed mentalities I'm going to bring to the table today. Like I said, you already know my disclaimer. Offend to it or not. Now, I have said this on multiple occasions, and I will continue to do so. Okay. Number one. A number one flawed mentality amongst the immigrant world, amongst the immigrant communities. All right. College being the only route to success. And success looks different for everyone, you know. And that's not a crime either. So, a little mini story for you guys, as if you asked at all. So, I remember one night, I was in this very room that I'm recording this podcast in. I was actually doing a Google program, like those like Google certificates, which, by the way, you should get into. They're really fun. So, Coursera, that's the name of it. If you look up Google certificate program, it's going to come up, and you can actually apply for financial aid. It's pretty amazing, I'm not going to lie. And if you can get financial aid, it's like, I think maybe, it varies between the courses. So I think it's like maybe 30 to 100. It really just depends. I really don't know. And I did get financial aid for it. So hopefully I can get financial aid for this next class I'm taking. So shout out Coursera. We love her. We do. She's amazing. And I was doing a Google program. And I was doing that in replacement of a semester. So for me, my homework was essentially doing that Google programming. And I had all the time in the world to do it. I could do it at any point in time. If I passed the due dates, it didn't even matter. Because as long as I just get to it and finish it, that's when it was fine. So it was nice because I finished it within the time span of my semester, which I'm very happy about. And then I told my dad I was going to take a semester off because, hey, you guys, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but college is fucking expensive for no reason. Like, college is expensive. And I was like, yeah, I don't really want to worry about college right now. I'm sorry. I know I'm almost done, but like, it can wait. Like, I'm sorry. Like, this is my education. It can wait. I will get back to it at some point. And if I leave it, it's not a big deal either. It's really not. When I tell you this man lost his mind. When I tell you this man lost his mind. Lost it. Like, end of the world for him. Like, to him, that was like the end of time. Like, that was the end of all ends. The all-in end. When I tell you that man called me up. I was telling him on the phone. And I told him, I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm not asking you I'm going to do this. Like, I'm telling you I'm doing this. And he's like, when I tell you that man lost his damn mind. And then I got so angry with him because he kept putting words in my mouth because I was like, I'm taking a break. And he's like, no, you're quitting. That's what you were doing. I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. I can't live like this. I'm going to hang up now. So I hung up. I hung up the phone. Not even a millisecond later, I hear my phone, my mom's phone go off downstairs. And I could hear them arguing. I was like, are we really serious? Are we really not this grown, Dad? Are we not really this grown up? That you can't talk to me like an adult, like really. And on another case, my sister recently told me actually as well that my dad called my sister, which by the way, my sister's in a different state right now. Okay, she's not in California at this moment in time. She has a life. She has her own life to worry about. She has her own job. She has her own career. She has her own things to worry about. She has her own chores to do. She has her own adulting she has to do. She takes care of a cat. She has a nice house. Like, it's just like something that is the least of on her mind, which is me at the time. And me too, because I have my own life as well. I'm always thinking of my sister, obviously. But sometimes I'm like, it slips my mind because, hello, I have a life. Like, adulting is literally just finding the times you can hang out with your families and friends. That's, like, literally all it is. That's, like, what adulting is. Adulting is uneventful. Like, that's what it is. And my sister tells me recently that my dad called her up. I'm not sure when this was. I'm not sure. She just told me. But she was like, yeah, Dad called me up recently and was like, yeah, you need to talk to your sister. Like, she's giving up. Like, you need to be there for her. Like, you need to do something about this. Like, I'm not going to have her not finish college. Like, you need to talk to her. I was like, what? Stop. Okay, so hold the fuck on. You mean to tell me our Father, who art in heaven. No, I'm kidding. Hallowed be thy name. You mean to tell me our Father, the one we both share, which, by the way, we are in, they are in different places, may I add, already, to reiterate, calls you up just to complain, essentially. Like, does that sound not insane to you? To anyone listening, does that not sound insane? When he can easily just talk to me. But no, the second he talks to me and I tell him how I feel, he's like, oh, she's wrong. She wants to quit. And I'm like, I literally just want a break. I just want one semester off. Like, that's all I want. Like, it's not a crime for that. Like, it's really not. He's like, actually, you're quitting. And I'm like, actually, I'm not. So you can see how that's an issue. Like, if you can't see the issue behind that, then I don't know what to tell y'all. I really don't. That's kind of insane to me. I think that's pretty much insane behavior. I'm not going to lie to you. That's pretty insane behavior. And yes, he has done that to my mother and my sister. And to be clear, all right, I know this sounds very privileged to say, all right, oh, your dad cares. My dad doesn't even care if I wake up. I'm like, okay, well, first of all, we're not comparing. We're not picking struggles today. This isn't the struggle fucking Olympics, okay? I am only in college for two reasons. One, I'm not white. So college was not an option for me. College was a requirement. Any of my white old friends, my older white friends that I went to high school with, anytime I complained about college and how I was doing it only for the sake of my parents, because they don't fucking know what it means to have immigrant parents, let alone immigrant families. So for them to say, oh, just drop out, that's not a fucking option. You can say that shit because your family's white, bro. Like, your family's like diehard American. Like, they don't care. A lot of them don't. If you're American listening to this and a whitey, you might agree, you might not agree. But it's what I've seen. So for people to say, oh, just drop out. Babe, you don't have immigrant parents. You don't. The disownment that would follow after that would be astronomical. I can tell you right now with certainty, 1,000% certainty, if I dropped out of college today and my father found out, he would disown me as his own daughter. I'm telling you he would. I'm not here to tell you that he wouldn't, because he would. And I know a lot of immigrant parents would do the same thing, all right? I know that a lot of y'all listening that have immigrant parents, whether they're Latino or not, you know for a fact, if you've been in college for this long, if you're still there, if you're almost done, congratulations, must be nice. You know for a fact that if you even thought about dropping out, they would like beat your ass. They'd be like, oh, for real? So what I did was nothing. You mean to tell me I came to the States for nothing? Gotcha. Engreída. Malcriada. Something like that. coming, making up shit out of their asses. So I said, one, I'm in college because I'm not white. College wasn't an option. That was a requirement. Two, I'm aware that my parents are immigrants. I'm 1,000,000% aware of that. So I have enough respect for my parents' sacrifices that I know a degree would really be happy and would make them happy. And I know a lot of y'all are saying like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's what makes you happy. I'm like, no, like for in that aspect, that's not an option for me. People may go around saying like, oh, like everything in life is up to you. Like everything that you can do, you're in control of your own life. It's like, yeah, except for that. You may not understand it, but it's true. You might not understand that mentality. Whoop, there goes gravity. But I know what it feels like, okay? I know what that feels like. You might not. So don't fucking speak on it if you don't know what it feels like. So shut your fucking mouth. Anyways. And do I agree entirely that going to school and going to college for the sake of no one else but them, like literally everyone else would be happy except for me. Do I agree with that entirely? No, not really. But has college still taught me a lot? Has college still disciplined me in some way? Absolutely. I'm not going to take it for granted to be waking up early. I'll never regret that. That's like one thing I actually did learn in college is like when you wake up early, you finish early, you have more time for things. Like seriously, that's like my entire lifeline. I wake up at like the crack of dawn, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays to dance, to discipline myself. That is a form of school for me. When I don't have physical school because I haven't been in physical school on a campus in 3 years, essentially, I had to figure out other ways to discipline myself. Hence, school is just kind of essentially a really good thing. College, going to school in high school, being awake at like 7 a.m., 6 a.m. at that young age. Yeah, it has taught you life skills, but has it taught you basically anything else? Maybe not, depending on your major and depending on what you're studying. It exhausts me, I can't lie. I know a lot of y'all mad at me right now. I know. Don't come for me. And then number two, a flawed mentality, aside from college being the only success route. Number two, using their immigrant story to manipulate you and or disrespect you. I'm very aware, hyper aware at this point, that I will never understand the trauma and or the experiences taken and the experiences necessary and measured that my parents went through. I cannot attest to that, of course. I can't. I can hear about their stories all day long, but that doesn't mean I understand. Of course not. I can have an idea. I can have a lens. I can see through the lens. But I'll never know. I never will. That's essentially any human experience that someone else doesn't share. If someone has been through something you've never experienced in your entire life, how are you going to react? How are you going to help? You can't. It's not something we should be ashamed about. It's not something that we should, you know, belittle other people for. But it's the truth. How am I going to help them in that case? To have the weight of immigrant parents' traumas on your shoulders as their children is not something you should carry for them. That's something they need to carry and heal from or cope with. To carry that? Unnecessary on your part, for real. Kids, especially kids of immigrant parents, are not your lifeline every single time. The weight of their trauma should not fall onto you whatsoever. If anything, they should heal and or cope with the problems they've had and experienced and witnessed on their very own prior to them meeting each other or even prior to them ever getting together whatsoever or healing or coping together as a unit. Then consider, hey, you know what? Kids are kind of an option now. That's how it should be done. But do immigrant parents of that generation understand? No. So yeah. And it's not to say that we should blame them entirely, of course, because during that time, mental health was a joke, yo. That was a punchline. That was something that no one really thought about nor cared about. Now, I know for a fact that any immigrant that's coming into the States right now is going to have an idea of what that feels like. And that's a good thing. To be able to talk to a therapist, even to talk to someone about the shit you feel in a safe environment, yeah, that's going to be a great look for future parents out there. I'm very optimistic, or at least I'm trying to be. Now, however, to manipulate your own kids by using the guilt tripping method to get them to do what they want and to, quote, not question it, is absolute insanity. Because two things can exist at once, believe it or not. One, respecting your immigrant parents, and two, not doing something that you don't want to do. But somehow a lot of immigrant parents get that mixed up for some reason. They think that you're disrespecting them. It's like, no, I'm just saying this because I don't want to do something and you're kind of forcing me. Which, human psychology 101, when someone tells you to do something that you don't want to do, it makes you want to not do it more. Like, literally, how more basic can that get? That's like the most human psychology 101, like, level, like, one. Like, that's literally how psychology is. Like, that's how humans work. If someone's telling you, hey, go pick up the trash, but you were already going to do that, it's like, oh, I don't want to fucking do this no more. Or someone's like, you're like literally sick in bed, and someone's like, hey, can you go take the trash out? It's like, I literally can't move. It's like, oh, no, sorry, you have to. Sorry. It's crazy how two things can exist at once. It's insane to me. Uh-huh. And so, wanting the perfect child and wanting to be the perfect child for your parents doesn't always work. And here's a little example using my life as a punchline. Would you look at that, you guys? Using me as the punchline. And before I do that, hold on. I'm writing timestamps because, you know, just podcastings. And so, here's a little story for you guys. So, and a long, long time ago, there was once me, little old me, that was very fortunately placed in the best schools possible growing up. I went to Catholic high school. I went to private school for my whole life, essentially, since the moment I came out the womb up until I graduated high school. I only experienced private school. And not only were they private, they were all college prep, like all college prep schools, like middle, high school, elementary school. So I've been essentially preparing for college since day one of my entire existence, since the start of my academic career. And hey, I'm not saying I'm ungrateful for it, all right? I have learned a lot from that, and I am pretty witty and quick on my feet when it comes to education and assignments and stuff like that. And hey, like I said, I'm not ungrateful for it. I'm just telling you a little story of what's about to happen as to why wanting to be the perfect child is not going to always happen. It's not going to happen for you, whether you want to believe it or not. It's not going to happen. And so, like I said, I've been prepping for college my entire life existence, essentially. And the day comes where I go to college, which is so funny because I eventually just choose fucking community college, which is so funny to me. A little stupid if you think in hindsight, I'm very much aware. Like when it happened, I was like, damn, I've been in college prep my whole life and all I did was community college. But I saved a lot of money though. There you go. So long story short, I'm in community college for 3 years. At the 3-year mark. The entire 3 years I was there at my community college, my father ripped me apart anytime he saw me. And the only topic of conversation whenever we saw each other was, when are you going to transfer? Do you have a plan? Where are you transferring to? What's the plan? What's going on? What's the move? And since I got so sick of that question, I was so fucking tired of hearing that question and not having a solid answer to. If anything, the amount of times he asked me, I just lied every other time. I was like, oh yeah, I would just make up some bullshit, right? And I got so fucking sick of that same question. Nothing else mattered, by the way. Like, he wouldn't even ask about my mental health. He wouldn't even ask, like, how I'm doing, really. Like, he would just be like, so when are you gonna transfer, you know, come on. Or, I didn't fucking immigrate to the States for this shit, all right? And so, I even think that he pulled the, like, I'm getting too old, I need to see you graduate kind of vibe. That's the, at least the vibe I was getting. So I got so sick of the fucking question. Being bombarded with the stupid fucking question. Which, by the way, if you're in community college listening to this, please ignore everyone that's asking you when you're gonna transfer. You will transfer when you're transferring, okay? Not that serious. And by the way, you're saving a lot more money than these little bitches that are flaunting their degrees right in front of you. I'm like, okay, good for you, babe. But I'm saving a lot more. So let's not play the struggle Olympics here. So I got so sick of that fucking question, yo. That I applied to the university I'm currently at right now in the most super last minute way. Like, last resort. I was so fed up that I just applied, and I think it was over the deadline as well, but apparently the application was still open, so I applied, and I never thought of it, really. I just applied. I don't even remember what I wrote. I think I wrote the worst essay. Like, I don't even remember, to be honest. And keep in mind, before I applied for the university I'm currently at right now, I applied to USC, UCLA, and oh yeah, those were the only two I tried, because those were the only ones I wanted and I didn't get it, so there's that. And then last resort was my university I'm at right now, and that was like after I had an exhaustion, which, by the way, USC and UCLA, those applications, like during that process, like my first year at community college, I applied to USC. Didn't get it because I failed math, of course. But then again, they're a little too egregious for me and elitist, so I'm kind of glad I didn't get in. And then UCLA, they didn't want me. And to have those rejections back to back was already took a mental toll on me. I was like, damn, I'm really never going to transfer then. I'm really never going to. Like, there's no hope for me. And I knew that my parents were going to be more proud of getting to USC and UCLA than the university I'm at. But whatever. There's no such thing as a bad university, just so we're clear. But since I got so tired of hearing the stupid fucking question, like, when are you going to transfer? When are you going to transfer? When are you done? Are you almost done? How many credits do you have left? And so I applied very last minute to the university I'm at right now. And I got accepted. Very grateful for that. Never in a million years would I thought a university would want me, considering I got so many no's in my face. And so, the day I got accepted, I thought my father would be over the moon. I thought that that man would collapse out of joy. I thought that man, since he's been talking to me to it for since I came out the womb up until present day, essentially, that he would be throwing a party. He would invite the whole fam. He would do whatever it took. And so I told him that I got in. And what happened, you ask? Well, I sent him my acceptance letter. And he was like, oh, congrats. And that was it. No major deal, no ecstaticness, just nonchalant, almost unappreciative behavior. That's what I mean by manipulating your children into doing something that they don't even want. Because my father, since I came out the womb, especially towards my sister and I, obviously classic like immigrant parents, they emphasized the importance. I feel like my dad was a lot harder on me than my sister. But then again, I was really young when my sister was in college, like very young. So I don't know their relationship between that in that era of time. But for me, I feel like he was a lot harder on me because I'm like the second one to get it. So for him to basically not really show any care at all, really fucking hurt. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, oh. So you've been literally instilling into my head since I came out the womb reminding me that you're an immigrant, you came from rags to riches and everything, and pressuring me, basically yelling at me, exhausting my mental health, which, by the way, I never had a day off in my semester or any semester off until maybe one summer of community college. Maybe. I think it was not even community college. I think it was like my like first year at my university, or like one semester off around that time. So quite recently, I'm not gonna lie to you, quite recently. So you mean to tell me I overexhausted myself just trying to finish my community college, and I finally do it, finally transfer, and you have the audacity to not really make it a big deal? Yeah, I'm offended. I'm really upset about that, actually. You've been instilling into my head, basically like chowing down at me, yelling at me, and being like, well, I came from nothing. I'm an immigrant, blah, blah, blah. All for you to turn around the second I finally do something that's like literally your dream, supposedly, quote. And for you to just be like, oh, congrats. Yeah. That one was pretty hurtful. I can't lie to you guys. That was pretty fucked up. And in a lot more ways than one. So now you know. And if you are going to come for me and say, like, well, that's the standard. That's why you don't need to expect anything. I'm like, no, actually, I do. Because the amount of shit I went through, the amount of shit I was told, the amount of trauma that was instilled into me, dealing with that, and pressuring myself to the point of not even overexhaustion, but depression, even worse than my I already had, to get into said universities and not getting in. The disappointment I felt in myself and the disappointment I could feel if my parents didn't, you know. My mom was super great about it. She was like, it's okay, then you can try again, you can try again. My mom was way more happy for me that I got into my university I'm at right now than my father was. Like, it doesn't make sense to me, bro. It really doesn't. But before you come and be like, oh, but that's standard. He doesn't need to be successful. He doesn't need to be successful about you. You should just know that. I'm like, no, actually, I disagree. For him to hammer me down for, how do I want to say this? For 3 years of community college and overall my entire existence of academic career. So I want to say about 16-ish years. For him to hammer me down, all for the day to finally arrive, that I finally transfer, and he's over here like, I don't know about that. Congrats, though. Yeah, I'm not letting that slide without that going unnoticed. That's a new level of low, even for anyone. Doesn't matter who you are. That's low. So there's that. So now that y'all are aware. And my third mentality of discussion today. Just because you got that degree, that job, doesn't mean you can be a dick about it towards everyone else in your bloodline. Now, this is something I've noticed on Twitter today, that people were saying how, like, they knew people in their families that, like, got a degree, and then, like, they were basically essentially picking, they were playing the pick me amongst their own families, like, oh, yeah, like, I don't really like my parents because of this. I don't really like doing that, or whatever. Something along those lines. Go to hell. But then again, I took a moment to step back and look at the bigger picture. However, everyone is different and we have a lot to learn. So for example, I'm going to use myself as an example again. My dad provided a lot of finances growing up, and I'm very grateful for that opportunity and living that lifestyle. I'm aware that that's a privilege. I'm aware that that's a dream for a lot of people. And I'm not saying I'm unappreciative, okay? And I owe him that much for it. However, he has been, like I previously mentioned, like disrespectful, out of line, and over the top, and putting words in my mouth when I literally never said some things and he would just make things up, and just been manipulative, you know, guilt tripping, into finishing school for him. Living through your kids as an immigrant parent, it's the most dangerous thing a parent can do. You should be happy for the kids that you have and be happy for them instead. And be happy for them instead of making them do whatever you want and or wish you had done or wish you do. They are their own people, especially during their college time. To dictate their like major and stuff like that, that's a little too much for me. It's a little over the top. And wanting what you have for your kid isn't a crime. But forcing them into a field, a career, a major, etc., they don't want to be in, really isn't the answer either. Just because you would do things differently doesn't mean you get to live through that through your children. That doesn't mean you get to live through your kids like that. Let them live their own lives. Allow them to establish their own passions and careers and dreams. Not to instill your dreams for them that you had for yourself, that one, you may never have done before, two, you never got the opportunity to do, or three, you just want to see them do. Because just because your kid wasn't the best doctor in Peru, let's say, or doesn't want to be the best doctor in Peru, let's call it that, that doesn't mean they won't be successful in any other aspect. It's rude, it's really disrespectful, and another level of fucked up. That's all I'm going to say. Another similar mentality, number 4 or 5, I don't know what number we're on, to be honest, you guys. You moved for a better life for your kids. Stop being jealous of the life they have. You are 100% responsible for your own future, and that goes for everyone. And then here comes the cuando tenía tu edad, cuando estaba joven, blah, blah, blah. And here's my problem with a lot of immigrant parents. Stop reminiscing on your past. I'm begging you. Make new memories. If you're still talking about something that happened quite literally 30 plus years ago, it's time we move on. It's time. I'm sorry. Unless like the topic of conversation that you're in reminds you of that story, then go ahead, tell the story. Like, who cares? But if that's all the story you have to go off of, if you tell the same stories back in the homeland that you tell your kids today that you have told them a million times, go make new memories. Truly. Like, don't reminisce on your past. It's over now. Doesn't mean you can't miss it. There's no one saying that you can't miss it. There's no one saying that you have to regret it. There's no one saying that you can't enjoy the past memories, of course. But what I am saying, though, is you can also make new memories in that mindset as well. The two can coexist, believe it or not. You can reminisce on old memories, and you can also make new ones. It's crazy how that works. Crazy how two things can exist at once. And like, the esfuerzo, you know, is always appreciated and acknowledged, obviously, standard. But it's time for something new. Because if you're getting jealous of your own kid's life that you literally wanted from them, that's pretty alarming. Pretty alarming. Now I move on to my next mentality that's flawed. The cliche that men need to provide finances, but nothing else. And women have to stay home, take care of the kids, tend to the husband. Now, I've already debunked this 1,000 times on this episode, on this podcast, all right? Any episode I have had live, you will most likely find me debunking that bullshit because I don't believe in that. Now, yes, I'm judging y'all. I am. Sorry, not sorry. Because that's never going to be me. Not me whatsoever. And I know a lot of people are breaking out of that mentality. And I'm so happy we're past that. We're beyond that point. I'm so happy. I can't wait until it goes extinct, to be honest. But men be taking the most advantage of this, especially immigrant men. I don't care. And I've been waiting for this one. Wait until men realize that finances are not enough to call themselves fathers. I don't care. Oh, so who's going to pay the bills? How am I going to pay for my wife's nails, hair, and all her bullshit? Oh, how will I provide for my kids? Shut the fuck up. For real. I'm so serious. I am so tired of hearing that fucking, like, debate and that, you know, clap back, if you want to call it. I already went over this a million times. And you can listen to this segment on my Do You Really Want Kids two-parter sequel that I have already live this season 4. All right. I already went over this, how as humans, you cannot have the dream family and the dream job and the dream career. I'm sorry, you can't. I don't care what y'all say. I really don't. And for y'all that are saying, I'm going to do it, I'm going to find a way. Okay, get back to me when you are in that mentality and then get back to me after like 10 years. I want to see how your mental health is doing after that. I want to know. I would love to know. I would love to know how you're feeling after that. Get back to me when you have your kids and it's been 10 years already into that and you're married or whatever and you have your career. Let me know how that turns out for you. I'm not saying it's not going to work. I'm not saying that. I am saying, though, that's going to be fucking exhausting. But go off. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm not the parent police. I mean, I should be. But, I mean, I can't be. And so, I already went over this as kids. Or as humans. You can't have it all. I'm sorry. You can argue amongst yourselves. I'm right. And so, guys, that's it for today's episode, actually. I just wanted to breeze through it because... one, I have a tea that's waiting for me to be drunk or drank. I don't know what the word is, to be enjoyed, essentially. And two, I want to go to bed and it's 9:30 basically. So, and it's Saturday. Such a wholesome moment for me. But anyways, guys, I love you all so much. And I hope that y'all don't come for me in this because I said what I said and I meant what I said and I meant what I meant and I meant what I said. There we go. But I love you guys. I hope that you're being safe and sound. I hope that you guys are taking care of yourselves. And I hope that you guys take something from this episode, whether you want to fight me or not, just so we're clear. But I love you guys. Happy graduation season to my fellow Latinos. May you get that degree, but don't be a dick about it. Love you guys. Be safe. Be sound. And yeah, see you next Sunday. Bye.